Fest 2009, and I am standing here next to Matt Scott, and Matt is going to talk to us about image-centric advertisement platform, correct?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Just a quick, short little name. Can we call it something shorter and sexier?
Visi Ads.
Okay. What's a Visi Ad? Talk to me.
Visi Ad is visual ads, so ads that are activated from visual content. So, for example, I can take a picture of a magazine or a billboard, and I can get advertisements based on content within that image.
Okay.
So an example would be, say, taking a picture of Nike shoes or an Olympic logo, and you can get say, coupons if you take a picture of it.
So you just stroll through your normal day in life and take your camera phone and snap pictures of, you know, 2D image or 2D surfaces now, but eventually anything?
Right.
And
right.
What's the benefit there? Obviously, you mentioned the coupons.
Yeah. So you can actually just get more information. Connect the visual world, the physical world to the virtual world. So in the physical world, in the real world, there's only so much you can get. You can just look at it and maybe you can mark it down a URL. But here you can actually connect, say on your phone, connect to the website and get more information. And it's very useful for advertisers too, because then they can be more accurate to track their campaign. So if they just have ads all over the subway, it's not really directly correlated to sales. So if users take pictures of it with their phone, they can track the performance of their advertisements directly, just the same as ads work on the web today. So you can track clicks and stuff like that.
So I know this is sort of in its early stages, but do you have to recruit advertisers like Nordstrom and Nike and Macy's? Does everyone need to pay for this? Like, how are those people garnered?
It would be the same system as ads are today on the web. So, so if I want to bid on keywords online, I would just go to a website, advertisement platform, which we have right now, and instead of bidding on keywords, text, you would bid on the images themselves. So you can upload the images, and that would get into our system, and then users can search for them.
Well, let's take a look at it. Try it. Show me. Impress me. Wow me.
All right. So I've got here a billboard I took from China, actually. I work in Beijing, Microsoft Research Asia. And so this is a billboard, and it contains some logos. So you've got SQL Server here and Office logo here. And the entire thing is itself
a big Microsoft ad.
A big Microsoft ad. But the cool thing is, I'm going to actually take a picture of it, and because these logos are inside of it, ads will show up for those products. You can imagine this can work over MMS, take a MMS shot, and just send it to a server. But for the demo, I'm just actually doing it over Bluetooth. The transport doesn't really matter. So I'll just go ahead and you can see.
Okay, so we're going for the SQL Server one?
Yeah, so actually I'll get SQL Server more in this picture.
SQL Server.
SQL Server and Office. Mm-hmm. You can imagine this to be a bit, this is early stage, but you can imagine this to be more sophisticated with, coupons and whatnot being delivered to the phone.
I want to see it get to the point where you can take pictures of everything in the world.
Absolutely. That's more the direction. Yeah. Like, the image recognition technology itself right now is still evolving.
Yeah.
But right now we're pretty good, again, with 2D surfaces. 3D objects, a little bit more of in the future.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. And what's the URL that people can go and sort of keep tabs on what you're doing?
Well, right now it's not in public URL, but eventually you can find it. Just check out research.microsoft.com, and you know we'll post something there when we're ready.
Very cool. And how about shortening down that name? Going to work on that?
Yeah.
All right. Definitely. That's a wrap for Image-Centric Advertising Platform.